Beijing has dozens of museums, but the latest one to join its ranks is a particularly distinctive one. It's devoted exclusively to Rostock, a downtown location of Quanjude, a restaurant chain famous for its rendition of lacquered Peking duck, has opened a museum in the dish's honor this week. So would you like to visit?
I would love to, and I'm going because it's really easy. This is located in the...
Wait, how much are they paying you?
I don't mind. You know, I'm not being paid, but I love the Quanjude roast duck. I think they're the best, simply put like that. And so this is going to be in the restaurant. It's easy to, you know, for you to go have a look at the history, at the items that they used to cook the duck and, you know, and those kind of things. And then you can just go in for a meal, just like what you see in the exhibition. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to classify this as a museum. I mean, it is technically, but it's not a museum necessarily in the sense of, you know, a natural history museum or a science museum that is built in the interest of public knowledge and public interest. Mm. Rather, this is just a marketing thing that they're doing to celebrate their 150th anniversary, which is a big deal. I mean, it's you know, I mean, definitely. I mean, 150 years of anything in China, given its history. I mean, well, yeah, we should definitely be thinking about that. And, you know, I guess congratulate Quanjude for this. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, Xiaohua's question was, will you go for a visit? And, you know, I think my answer is probably no. Mostly due to my past experience with museums in China and my general ambivalence towards roast duck as well.
Okay.
And so I probably won't be going.
Well, the thing is, if you ever had...
I've eaten at Quanjude.
Okay, well...
It was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But really?
I'm not as passionate. I'm passionate about roast duck, but, you know, I think there are other brands that are at least as good as Quanjude, you know?
I think, really? I
don't think so, actually.
I remember when I first came to China, and after eating, you know, southern and eastern Chinese food for a month or so, coming to Beijing, having kao ya, it's something a bit more Western somehow, like our palate can relate to it a little bit better, mm-hmm. and it was really, really good at the time. But since I've been living here in China, I found that in general, roast duck just is not as good as I remember it to be. And half the time, just the sauces are just way too salty.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't need to put on so much sauce. I think, of course, it depends on, you know, your own palate and what you prefer. But I think for me, Quanjude is always something special because it bears a lot of Beijing history. And also,
that's true.
And also, this museum should be called the Quanjude Roast Duck Museum. It's not just Roast Duck Museum because it's all focused on the brand and because it's got a huge history with all, you know, these national heads. When they visit China, they go to Quanjude. So when you look at the photos and stuff, there's actually, you know, quite a lot to take in and can be quite interesting.
Yeah, I do think it's a pretty good advertising strategy because I think Quanjude is not the only food brand that's ever done that. You know, Nestle, I think, has done that before. Also, if you visit the Coca-Cola headquarters, which I've done, they do have a large area. They don't call it a museum, but they have a large history area dating back the...
Hershey, Pennsylvania is basically
very similar for
Hershey's. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be more interesting, actually, is to have like a real roast duck museum rather than just a Quanjude roast duck museum, mostly because there is just so much history there. And yeah, Quanjude has been around for a long time. Maybe it's one of the oldest actual brands, but, you know, Kao Ya comes from a long time before that. Mm-hmm. And it's not even actually from Beijing at all. Apparently, it was actually originally created in Nanjing and then taken here by some groups of people and really just kind of made into a real brand here in Beijing.
Yeah. You know, what would be really great is, you know, if there's an area where they can let people taste different kinds of roast ducks, different brands, or maybe ducks from different areas. Whether there's a difference. Because, you know, after all, it's a food enterprise, and you've got to let them have a taste of the food.
Well, as long as it's not a blind taste test, and then their competitors all taste better, right?
Well, certainly not.
I don't think so. And I still think there's something very special because although it's a little bit oily, but it's really juicy. It's really juicy. And it's not something that you get from any brand.
Okay. I mean, I do appreciate... One of the things I do like is that they have a whole, you know, dish, a whole table of dishes all made from, you know, different parts of ducks.
That is nice.
That one is pretty okay. So, you know, anything that can let us have a true taste of the duck, I agree with.